Okay, today is Daf Pei Vav. We're on Pei Hei Beis. I'm in Beis on the bottom line. Today we'll learn for Fush Leo, Fush Hashanah, Bas Sefat, Rachel Zavora, and Hinder Rachel, Bas Legit. Okay. So the Mishnah said, Ein Mevi Lo Beis HaSvalim. You can't bring the Yayin from a place where you have to, a bad place. And the Mishnah said, shouldn't bring from anif to kitin, but if you did, it's kosher. I bought Tanya envy and anif kitin. You can't bring from anif kitin. Then heavy, and if you bring puzzle, it's puzzle. But they shoot sarah because it's not really wine. It's more Rashi says sarah, ba'alma, ba'eno shemen, by oil. It's not really oil. It's just like how do they translate in English? Secretion. It's not really oil. It's not really oil. So here it says even b'di'evit it's no good. The Mishnah said b'di'evit it was good. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yosef lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, this one that said it's no good at all is Rav Chiya. Ha, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, the one who said it's good is Rav Shimon bar Rebbe. The Rebbe Chiya zarak le, because when Rav Chiya used to get this stuff, he used to throw it out. He used to zarak le, and Rav Shimon, right. Therefore, it's not going to be b'di'evit. The Rav Shimon bar Rebbe mitabel bay, and Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, would use it to anoint himself. He would dip with it mitabel bay. He would dip with it, right? So what do you see? The machlokes of the son of Shimon. The simanach and the simon is ashirim mikamsin. The rich one is the stingy one, right? The rich one stingy. In other words, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe. Rebbe was very wealthy, very wealthy. Shimon's a son. He was the rich one. He's the stingy one. He's using this stuff. It's not really oil. It's a secretion, whatever you want to call it. Rashi calls it mahul ba'al. I'm sorry. Yeah, mahul sarah. Mahul sarah. It's not really oil. But the rich one used it for oil. So the Maral says, isn't it the exact opposite? Isn't it the exact opposite? Wouldn't you think that a rich person would not use it? And the poor person would use it? Right? So the Maharal says something so fascinating. And he says like this. He says, for example, something like Chachma. You're born that way. Gvura. You're born that way. Right? These traits are you're born. Whether you're wealthy or not, you're not born that way. You're not born wealthy. You're not born poor. It's something that you get over time. Correct? You can be poor and rich, but it's not a personality trait in you. It's not a personality trait in you. So he says, since it's not a personality trait, you never have enough of it. You never have enough of it. Why? It's not a personality trait. Therefore, he says like this, Usher, well, davar nifrad min ha'adam. It's something separate from a person. Vein shaychis bo tzvia. You can't be satisfied with it because it's not part of you. Therefore, since then, a rich person is never satisfied with money, he's more stingy. Is that true? Sometimes you find it's very true. Sometimes you find it's very true. You hear these stories, the Rockefeller used the same paper bag for lunch for 30 years, right? Sometimes you find these things are very true. But it's true. You heard that story? That's because he was stingy. So listen to this, Kasha. So the Nesivos HaKodesh said, if all that is true, then what's the raya that he viewed it as shemen? Maybe it's takanat shemen, but the guy's a stingy person. Really, it's not shemen, but he's so stingy, because rich people are stingy, he's so stingy that he would use it for shemen. Really, it's not shemen. No normal person would use that for shemen. He's an eccentric, stingy person, very wealthy, eccentric, and he has a mishagas, he uses it for shemen. Nobody would do that. It's not really shemen. You know what the answer is? He doesn't answer it. He leaves it for Tzarek Yud. Brilliant question. Okay. Now that we mentioned that, oil, to change it for 2 minutes. Shisha Chadashim B'Shemen Hamar, that for 6 months, the women by Achashverosh, that would get ready, they would put themselves on Shemen. My Shemen Hamar, Rahuna Barachia Amar, Tzichtika. Tzichtika. Rashi says, second line, Shekorin, Balsam. Balsam oil. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Shemen Zayit, It's olive oil. Shalohei Mishlish. Didn't grow a third yet. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anipkin, Yishem and Zayat, Shalohei Mishlish. Why would they anoint themselves with that? Shemashir et haseyar, because it would remove the hair, Uma'adin et habasar, and it made the flesh, made the skin look pretty. Okay. Ein Mavin es gargarin shenishu b'mayim. You can't bring, what's gargarin? Gargarin are, what? I'm sorry? Berries that were soaked in water. Tanarabanan. Shem and Zayit, olive oil, kavush. If it's kavush means pickled, right? Shalach, cooked. Sharui, soaked. Shal shmarim, sediment. Shoreach ra, a bad taste. Bad smell. Lo yavi. You shouldn't bring all that. Bimhevi puzzle. Bring it as puzzle. Boy, Rabba, hekdesho mahu. We had this question before. We're going to have it three more times. Hekdesho mahu. What if you're makadosh? I mean, you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. So, shiilka alav vishum balmum. You get malchus for that, for donating a balmum. Kivon the puzzle. Since it's puzzle, kivalmum dummy. It's like a balmum. Oh, dilma. No. In balmum el b'mehema. You're not getting a balmum by oil. That's ridiculous. And the answer is teku. So we had that question yesterday, right? We're going to have it again today and tomorrow. Okay. Ready? Next. Shlosha zesim hain. There were three. Now, the Mishnah says, Shlosha zesim hain. There are three olive oils, three olives. What does that mean, there are three olives? Ubahen, and in them, Shlosha shmonim. Each of the three has three. Ten is a chart, which has 1, 2, 3, and each one has 1, 2, 3. We're not going to get to this chart until the next Mishnah. We can see already what's happening. Right? Look at the Rashi, the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Shlosha lakitos yesh desayat. There were three harvests of an olive. Shalotinosa b'shalosh pa'amin. It would be harvested three times. U'b'chal lakita yesh bo shlosha shmonim. And in each harvest, I'm sorry, yes, and in each harvest, there would be three grains, which gives you nine, which is what you have over here. Okay? That's Tosfos. That's impossible. Because we have a Mishnah in Masechtas Peah that says, Gedun, a Mishnah in Masechtas Peah that says, any time you have a fruit or a vegetable, I guess, that's harvested at different stages, it's not Chayiv in Peah. No one ever said the shot that olives are not chayiv and peah because they're harvested at different stages. What on earth is Rashi talking about? How could Rashi say you're harvested in different stages then you're not chayiv and peah? Who ever heard you're not chayiv and peah in olives? We have dates in not chayiv and peah because it's harvested different. That we heard about. We never heard about olives. Tosfos is a whole different shot. Tosfos says, really, you're harvested at one time. Really, it's harvested at one time. And yes, in each harvest, there are three, in the harvest, there are three grades. Correct. There are three grades. Not harvested three times. Right? It's harvested one time. And there are, because the way the sun shines on the trees and the way the olive gets ripe, there are three grades. It can't be possible that you've harvested them at three different times. So, you hear? So, how do we answer Rashi? So, Tzon Kutchum says, that din, I hear what Tzon says, good, Rashi's not wrong. That din, that you, if you harvest it at different stages, it's potter from Peah, that's where you can only harvest a little bit at a time, right? He says like this, you only harvest a little bit at a time, and therefore, it adds up to a full harvest, then you potter and pay you. He says, over here by the olive, you do a full harvest three times. Just happens to be that the reason why you're doing a full harvest three different times is because they get ripe at different stages. So he makes a chiluk between a lot and a little. Not sure what the chiluk is. In other words, the reason why I'm harvesting them at three different times is not because it's convenient for me or some other reason, which maybe my dates they would do it like that. It's because that's when they get ripe. The top ones get ripe first, and the middle and the bottom. Therefore, it would not be a problem to pay. So, the question maybe is better than the answer. All right. Anyway, Hazayis HaRishon, the first harvest, again, it could go either according to Rashi or Tosfos. Either it's the first harvest or the Got Megararo, you pick them off. Berosh HaZayis, on the top of the tree. Bekosesh, you crush them. V'noth Enotoch HaSal, you put them in a basket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tevivos HaSal, you put them in the sides of the basket and they're going to squeeze out by themselves. It's a technical machlokas that we're not even going to discuss. Zer Risho, that's the first one. Chazar then, the toein, you press them, the korah in a beam. You press them with stone. Fine. Zer Sheni, that's the second stage. Chazar, betochan, the toan, Zer Shlishi. Then you grind them, you press them a third time. Harishon, the menorah, the first one is for the menorah. The first oil that comes out is for the menorah. Vashar, the menorah. The rest of it's for menorah. Okay? Now, Hashini, the second one, so now according to Tosfos, what's this now? According to Rashi, it makes perfect sense. Hashini, the second one, right? Because within the first one, we had three. So Tosfos is going to have to figure out how to figure this out. Hashini, the second one, Megargaro, again, you pick them, Barosh Hagag, on top of the roof. So Rashi has two pshat on what that means. Either he says, they were not really so ripe yet, so you would spread them on the roof so they could get more baked, more cooked in the sun. So the second shot is, he says, it's just a marker. That second level of the harvest was where the roof used to be. In other words, every house is the same size. It was a two-story house. You went up to the roof, and you went to the big olive tree. Second level was by the roof. It's just a marker, he says. It's simen ba'alma. Anyway, kotesh, crush it. Benoza tochasal, put them in the basket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, on the side of the basket. Zer Rishon. That's the first stage. Toein, you crush them, oppress them, I'm sorry, Bekori in a beam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'avonim. Rabbi Yehuda said with stone. Zer Sheni. That's the second one. Chazar V'tachan. Then again, you ground it up. V'tachan, you press it. Zer Shlishi. That's the first one. Harishon Lemenorah. Vashon Lemenachos. The first one's for menorah. Right? And the second one is for menachos. Shlishi, the third one. Otno. The Beis Chabad, you pack them into the threshing floor, Adji Yilke, until they get a little sour, Umalehu, you take them out, Umanagva, you dry in Barosh Hagag on top of the roof, Kosesh, you crush them, Nosato Chasal, you put them in a basket, Rebuta Omer, Tzivimus Chasal, on the side of the basket, Zer Rishon, that's the first stage. Torin Bakora, you put them in a beam, Rebuta Omer Bavanim on a stone, Zer Shei, the second one, Chazar Vatokan Vaton, Zer Shlishi, that's the third one, Harishon Lemenorah, Vashar Lemenachos. Okay? Now, I said that the Ibai Elohu, the Mishnah has the Gemara has a question, how to word the Mishnah. The Mishnah answered it already, but the Gemara didn't have Mishnah written down, so they asked the following question. The Gargaro Tanan or Megalgalo Tanan? Does it mean to pick them, which is what the Mishnah says, or does it mean Megalgalo, which means to let it get ripe on its own? We're going to end up saying that's really what the Mishnah means, to let it get ripe on its own. Tanan, we have a bryce that says like this. Tashma. Tashma. Tanya, it says, Shemen Zayis. You have to use Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis means mizeso. From within its own olive. Mikan Amru, from here you see, Zayis Rishon, the first Zayis. Megalgalo, we let it get ripe, Barosh HaZayis, on the top of the tree. Bekon Tzol Abay Tabad, put into the press. Betokno, you grind it up. Berechayim in a mill. Benosno Besalin, you put it in baskets. By the way, we answered the question already. The answer is, it means to let it grow up on its own. Now, the whole story here. We're going to repeat the Mishnah. Shem and Ayotzi Menu, the Hayirishon. All that comes out from that is the first stage. Toh and Bekora, you put it in a beam. Shem and Ayotzi Menu, the Hayirishon. Second one. Chazar, Uparak, Petachan, Petoan, the Hayishlishi. That's the third one. Harishon, the Menorah. Bashar, the Menachos. First one's for the Menorah. Second one's for the Menachos. Chayin, Zayishani. The Zayishlishi. Third one, Otno, Bebeis Habad, you put it into the press. This is exactly what the Mishnah said. Aji Yilke, until it gets a little sour. Umala Rosh Hagag, you put on the roof. Also took him in Tamara. He made it like a date. Aji Yizov, Umeimov, until he oozes out on its own. The Kontel Bebeis Habad, you put it back into the press. Tokno, you grind it. Erechayim in a mill. Tanakno, Basalan, put in basket. Shem and Yotzi, Menozel, Yerisha. All that comes out is the first one. Ton Korah Hashem and Yotzi Menu Zel Yishani. Second one, Parak Chazar Betachan Betachan Zel Yishlishi. That's the third one. Harishon Lemanora, Rashar Lemanachos. Rabbi Huda Omer, Lo Yitok Lemarechayim, they would not put in a mill, Ela Kotcho Bemachteshet, they would use a mortar, Aloha Yitok Bekora, they wouldn't put it in a bean, Ela Ba'avonim, in stone, Aloha Yitnotno Besalim, they wouldn't put it in a basket, Ela Tok Sivir Tassal, they would put it into the sides of the basket. What do you see from all this? That it went into that the word Megalglo is the correct Lashon, Megalglo means to let it grab on its own, that's what the Brisa said. Now, Hagufa Kasha, the whole thing is a Kasha. Why? Kotesh Mani, who said Kotesh? Rabbi Yehuda, he. But Toch Hazal, Asan L'Rabbanan? But then it said he put it in a basket. Rabbi Yehuda said he put it on the sides of the basket. Tak, who does this Brisa go like? The answer is, Asan L'Rabbanan Kavate Bechadu, Apollo Gle Bechadu. No, he takes the best of both sheetahs. Okay? Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is why there's a chart here. You don't need the chart, just see how helpful. Harishon Sheberishon, one of one, so you have 1, 2, 3 on top. 1, 2, 3 means one is the first harvest, 2 is the second harvest, and 3 is the first harvest. According to Rashi is the easier shot. There were three workings of the olives in each harvest. So there were 9. Right? You're busy with the olives 9 times. By the first harvest, 3 times. By the second one, 3. By the third one, 3. That's Rashi. I don't know how Tosfos is going to learn this from Mishnah. I don't know. According to Rashi, there are 3. Tosfos said, no, it can't be 3, then it wouldn't be Chayav and Peah. But really, it's 1 with 3 grades. So there was 1 with 9 grades. Maybe that's what he holds. 1 harvest with 9 grades? Could be. Harishon Sheberishon, the first of the first, which has a 1 on that next to it, Ein L'mayla Haymenu. Nothing better than that. That's the best oil of all. The first of all 9. Hasheni Sheberishon, number 2. See number 2 has a little A next to it? See number 2 has a little A next to it? Why? Because Harishon Shebesheni Shavin. Rishon Shebesheni are also equal. In other words, 2 of 1 and 1 of 2. I put an A next to both of them. They're equal. You hear that? 2A, 1, 2 equals 2, 1. Here they both have A's? Not so complicated. What, 1A? You see, the 2 A's are equal. 2 A's are equal. The Gemara, what do you mean they're equal? You can't use 2, you can't use for Shem, for menorah. What do you mean they're equal? Just a Shavin. Oh, yeah, they're equal. You can't use the 2 for a menorah. How are they equal? Only one. One of all 3. 1, 1, and 1. You can use the menorah. So how can you say Shavin? What way are they equal? You'll see tomorrow why. The Gemara is going to answer that question tomorrow. The Gemara is going to answer tomorrow? Maybe today. Today. The Gemara is going to answer that question today. 1 second. What? He answered already. Who cares? Right? Who cares? As long as you know... The first of all of them is the menorah. Everything else is a mincha. Why do I need 6 grades? Right. Right. What? Okay. So, very good. Next. Hashlishi Sheberishon. Hashlishi Sheberishon, 3 in 1, which has a B next to it. Vasheni Shebesheni, and 2 of 2, which also has a B next to it. Varishon Shebeshlishi, and 3, which has a 1 next to it, Shavin, are also equal. And Shlishi Shebesheni, 3 in column 2. Vasheni Shebeshlishi, and 2 in column 3, Shavin, are also equal. They have a C next to it. Right? You got that? And Shlishi Shebeshlishi, and Lamata Haimenu. Third of the third, number 3, is alone. Nothing worse than that. Af kol haminchas hayibedin shiitinu shemen dayizach. Really? The mincha, every mincha should have required shemen dayizach. Should have been level number 1. Ah, ma menorah, why? It's kal v'chomer. Ma menorah she'ein al achil. You know shemen dayizach, a menorah. Nobody eats that. That requires shemen dayizach. So menachos, she'ein l'achila, ein adin, shiitinu shemen dayizach. Shouldn't it require shemen dayizach? Hamad Lomar, Zach, Klas, Islam, or... No, only for the light you need Shemadai Zach. Ain zach kizkasis leminachos. You don't need zach for menachos. Then Mati's question comes back. If you don't need it, why does the Mishnah give six grades for something that you don't need? So all kosher for mincha, what's the difference? Who asked that question? Besides Mati? The Rambam. Okay? We'll get to that in a minute. Because Torah's chassid, we're going to get to that issue. We're going to get to that. Why did they give this answer? We could have given the answer of the poverty. We're going to get to that. Right. So I don't know if it's a kav chomer. It's a comparison. Now, shoving. You tell me they're the same. V'omar to rishon lemanor v'ashar lemanachos. How can you tell me they're the same? They're not shoving. Right? Why? Because Rishon, the first one of column 2, is kosher for the menorah, and the second one of column 1 is not kosher for the menorah. The 2A. What do you mean they're shoven? Amr of Nachem by Yitzchak, my shoven, shoven leminachos. No, they're shoven for mincha. You can both use it for mincha. That way they're shoven, look at Rashi, shemrot talitin, Rishon shebeshen leminachos, vayu kesheni sheberishon. You want to use 2-1 for menachos? You can do that. Right? You can do that. Right? That's not a problem. So why are the grades here? Right? Why are the grades here? Listen to this Rambam. You gotta hear this Rambam inside. This is a Rambam that it's a life-changing Rambam. Because it's nothing to do with Minchas. U'me'achar shakul and sherit l'menachos, says the Rambam. They're all kosher for menachos. Lama nimnu. What do I need all these grades for? I have to make a chart? But for what? What's the difference? It's important to know what's better and what's worse. It's all kosher. Shairot lazakos atmo. If somebody wants to have the chusim for himself, yikif yitzro hara, and to conquer the yitzhara. This is the rational Rambam speaking, who they have lectures about what he means in different. This is what he says. Biyarchiv yado, spend the money. Biyavi karbono min hayafa hamashubach biyotzer sha'oso hamin shiyavi mimenu. When you do a mitzvah, do the best you can do. Spend the money and do the best. Harinema b'torah, the hevel hevi gamhu min b'charos tonu u'melchedehen, v'isha Hashem al hevel v'emin chaso. Hevel spent hevel, did the best, Hashem took it. Kain didn't do the best, Hashem didn't take that. V'hu adin, v'chol davar shehushen hakel hatov. Shiana habato. Same thing for everything you do for Hashem. In Bonabai's tefillah, Yena mi beis Hashi Shivato. The shul should be nicer than your house. Why? The best. Ha'achal Rav, Yachal Menato. You're feeding a poor person, feed him the best. Ta'amatak Sheva Shulchano. Give him better than what's on your table. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. Kise Arum, Yachasim and Ayafa Sheva Ksutato. When you clothe a poor person, give him clothing better than yours. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. Hikdish davar, you baktish like the Beit HaMikdash, yaktish min hayava sheben chasam. Give the best. Not the worst. Oh, I don't need that chair. That chair I'll donate. It's broken anyway. Everything junk we don't bring over here to the store. All the junk we bring. That's the opposite. Right? Bechein hu omer kol chel v'ashem. Unbelievable, Rambam. Unbelievable. I mentioned it once, yeah. But this is where the source is. I shoved it in because I wanted. When I heard it, I couldn't get over it. It's the last halacha of Isur Mizbeach. Perek Zayin Halacha Yoral. It's not that amazing, Rambam. That's why they give you grades. You want to bring this to the worst? 100% is kosher. 100%. Right? You give the poor man your old. It's good. You give him food. You didn't give him the good stuff. The good stuff you save for yourself. That's not the way to behave. Perek Zayin Halacha Yoral. Unbelievable, Rambam. No. The Gemara says the reason why I gave you shoving, that's not true. You can't use second one of column 1 for menorah. You're right, but the shoving for the mincha. So then what do I need grades for? The answer is because you should always do the best. It's not just in minchas, it's in life, says the Rambam. He extended it. So he made that up. You should give the first one if you can. If you have the means and the ability, of course, listen, we're not telling you to go into debt to give people tzedakah. You don't have to do that. But if a guy comes to the door, right, give him, I'm never going to eat that anyway, right? My kids will give it to him. That's not the way to behave. We all behave like that. That's how we all behave. That's the wrong attitude. Oh, so we're going to have it in a minute. The Sfasemich is going to say two in column one might be just as good as one in column two because it's from the Rishon. That's the technical answer. Since it's Rishon, it has Chashivit. Listen, when you know what you're giving away to poor people, what's Chash and what's not. We don't need a Mishnah for that. We don't need a Rambam for that. So that's what the Sfasemich is going to have over here in a minute. It's really good. It's really the same thing because it's Rishon. Rishon has a certain Chashivit too. I mean, that is true. Next. Ask Kol Menachos Hayibadin. Tanar Rabbanan. Zach. Ein Zach Ela Naki. Zach only means Naki. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Kasis. Crushed. Ein Kasis Ela Kasush. Crushed means crushed. Yachal Yehi Zach Kasis Pasol Limenachos. I would think that if it's crushed and Naki, it's Pasol for Mincha. So why on earth would I think that? Why would I think that? For Menorah, it's good. Why would I think it's Pasol? Right? Why would I think it's puzzle? Why would I think that? Right? So the Mizrahi in Chumash answers because by a mincha, it's at an Eden. And maybe it wouldn't taste so good. It's so pure and so fine, it wouldn't taste so good, and therefore we would think that you shouldn't use it for a mincha, which you eat. Kamash along. No. Tamad lamar v'isaron selos balol b'shem en kassas. Imk matam oma lima'or. Why does it say Lamar? Ella b'nei ha-chisuchim. Because of the chisuchim. My chisuchim, what does that mean? Amar v'lazer, ha-Torah v'chasa, amon ha-shal Yisrael. Torah gives your answer. The Gemara gives your answer. Why does the Mishnah give a different answer? That I don't know. Now it says, right, so the Sfasemis asks, since we see that the Sheni's Adiv, that 2-1 is better than 1-2, why is it better? Because I can use that from an oil, for menorah, and I can't use 1-2 for menorah. Right? So what way are they shoving? So we said they're shoving for minchas. Lamaisa says they're not really shoving. They're not shoving at all. So he says, no. They're shoving because the first one has certain chashivas because it's first. That's what he answers. The question is a lot better than that answer. That's what he answers. You should give the best because the Torah didn't require you. Torah didn't require you to bring the best when it comes to a mincha. Why not? Because they were very common. And it's very expensive. However, if you could afford it, yes, you should not settle for second when you can afford the first. You shouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that in anything in your life. Now when it comes to your clothing and your car, you don't settle for lower than what you can afford. You don't. You buy what you could afford. When it comes to mitzvahs, don't do anything different. That's all he's saying. Don't do anything different. Right? I don't need to buy. I could buy $5 on that estimate. I can spend $50. Yeah, but I don't care. So most people don't have that attitude when it comes to an estimate. You know why? Because it only happens once a year. When it comes to the tzitzit, they have that attitude. When it comes to tefillin, everyone's always tefillin not because you don't buy yourself. Right? I need the most expensive. I don't need the most expensive. Right? We have that attitude sometimes when it comes to mitzvahs. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we do. So the Rambam's saying, try not to have that attitude ever. Why should you have that attitude? When it comes to poor people, we certainly have that attitude. Okay. Tavis b'nei tov mikro elecha shem da yizah. Amar b'shmul bar nachmeni elecha v'lo li. Lo lo ara ni tzarech. I don't need oil. I don't need the light, says Hashem. I need the light. Shulchan b'tzafen u'menorah b'darum. The shulchan was on the northern side. The menorah was on the southern side. Amar b'zika amar b'lazer. Lo lachil ni tzarech. Lo lo ara ni tzarech. I don't need the light, says Hashem. I don't need the food. It has nothing to do with Hashem. Right? Normally, normally your light is on your table. So you see what you're eating. Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash says the exact opposite, they're far away from each other. Why? Because it's not there for Hashem. It's there for us. They ask Labayat Kalone Shikufim Atumim. Tana, what does that mean? Shikufim Yufnim Atumim Bafut Lolanitara. The windows in the Beis HaMikdash, on the outside they had wide, and as they got into the inside they were smaller, meaning less light went into the room. The answer is, actually, there's no light. You don't need the light in there. Okay. B'chutz la'parochis a'ez b'al moed, Eres hu l'chol boi olam, is it eres to the whole world, shashchina shor b'Yisrael, that the Shechina rests in Yisrael. Vim tomar, lo'ol anitarach, maybe it's not true, maybe the reason why there's light in the Beit HaMikdash is because Hashem needs it. What do you mean? Ba'lo kol abarim shana, shahalchu Yisrael b'midbar, lo halchu el la'ora. For 40 years, Hashem gave them the light. What do you mean Hashem needs light? He provided them with an or for 40 years. Ela edus l'chol boi olam shashchina shor b'Yisrael. It's an edus that the Shechina rests in Yisrael. My edusa, what's the edus? Amarabba, Zender, Maravi. It's the, we say Western, it's not the Western, it's the one next to the middle. Shenosim b'shamen k'neged chafavurta, v'mimena ha'yamad l'kha ha'yamitzayim. The middle one would never go out. We said that was the one that would light every other Nair every single night. The question is, why dafka does the Nair Maravi a simen that the Shechina rests with Klal Yisrael? I don't really have a good answer to that question. What? It's always on. So why this nace more than any other nace? The mission of it says there were 10 nace every day. Why is this nace the simon? What? Right, so the Maharal is the whole pshat because it's the only nace that you have to do a mice to get the nace to happen. Every other nace. Half myself. As a nace, okay, they were never crowded, they were never flies. No one did anything for that nace. You don't do anything for that nace. The nace happened. Here's the only nace you have to do. You have to, every morning, that's why it shows, that nace is connected, the word is pu'ula. Your pu'ula connected the nace. Okay? Okay, next. See if we can finish the Mishnah before this. Where would they bring the wine from? Kiduchim ba'atulim alpha liayim. These places were the best of the wine. Shneelahan, Beis Rima, Beis Lava, Bahar Kfahar, Ukfar Sigma, Bibika. And these other places were the second best. Kala Arshav Shah Yiksheros. Any place is kosher. Ella Mehekan HaYimidiyin. This is where they were bringing from. MAV, you can't bring. Lomi Beis HaZvalim, from a place where there was too much fertilizer. Lomi Beis HaShlachim, or too irrigated. Lomi Mehekan HaShinizra Benehem, not where they would plant in between. Then Havi, kosher. If you bring all these places, it's kosher. MAV and Halistion. Can't bring halistion wine. The navy kosher. If you bring it, it's kosher. What is that? The Rashi says wine with very, very sweet because it was let out in the sun for a long time. Ain't maybe in Yashin, you can't bring old wine. If you're heavy, chamachshirin. Come say it's fine. Ain't maybe in lo matzot, not sweet. Lo ma'usha, not smoky. Lo ma'vushal, not cooked. The navy and all these things, if you bring them, it's puzzle. Ain't maybe in hadalios. You can't bring it from suspended vine. Rashi says, Shakorin trellis, which is called a trellis. You can't bring that. Right? Lefishena Yaino Yafa doesn't have good wine. Ella Minha Regilios. From regular wine, trailing wine. Minakrumim, from vineyards, Haovdin, that you work on. Below Kontinoso, Bechatzav and Gedolim. Don't put the wine into big barrels. Ella Bechavios Kitanos, into small barrels. Why? The Gemara will say tomorrow. Eno Memale Etachavit Adpiha. Don't fill it up all the way to the top. The smell can't escape. Make sure you don't have any mold. Below mishuleha. In other words, don't take from the top because maybe the top is a little moldy. Below mishuleha, not from the bottom. Maybe the bottom is too much sediment. Ella, maybe mishlosha emptia. Bring it from the middle third. 30 seconds. How would the gizbar check to make sure the wine was good? Yoshev, he would sit. He had a stick in his hand. Zarek Hagir, when they would turn on the faucets, and he would see the wine coming out as good. Hikish Bekana, he would hit with his reed and tell him, all right, turn off the faucet, it's good. So the Gemara is going to ask, why didn't you just say, turn off the faucet, it's good? Why did you have to hit with his stick? So the Gemara is going to say, because talking during winemaking is bad for the wine. Okay? Tomorrow we'll say that. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sheyesh bo kamachin pasul. That has mold, it's pasul. Shenemar tzvimim yiyu lachem, umechasam tzvimim yiyu lachem, viskehem. Has to be good for your wine. It can't be moldy. Moldy is not good. Moldy is not kosher. We'll stop here. Everyone have a good day and a good Chodesh. And a good Erev Shabbos.